Exclusive, Elise Stefanik, First Weaponization Committee Hearing to Lay Groundwork for Uprooting Political Bias. By Wendell Hasebo on February 8, 2023. House GOP Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, told Breitbart News the first select committee hearing to uproot political weaponization within the federal government against political opponents will occur Thursday and lay the groundwork for future hearings. Stefanik, who was appointed to the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government, along with other notable members, said the event will set the stage for House Republicans to unearth, expose, and terminate political bias within the federal government often directed towards conservatives or American First Americans. This first hearing will be critical to laying the groundwork to uproot the long-standing political weaponization against the American people entrenched in the federal government, she said. Stefanik pledged the Select Committee, chaired by House Judiciary Committee Chair Representative Jim Jordan, RO, will particularly fight partisanship with the FBI, CIA, and NIH, along with corruption and abuse across all facets of the entrenched federal bureaucracy. The FBI's partisan censorship violating First Amendment rights and civil liberties and full weaponization against the American people will be exposed as the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government hits the ground running this week, she said. Accountability is coming, and we will get to the bottom of this and deliver the truth and accountability on behalf of the American patriots who have been unfairly targeted by corrupt government agencies, she said, citing her experience of defending former President Donald Trump from impeachment. Just as I laid out the facts during the sham impeachments against President Donald Trump, successfully defeated Democrats' partisan process, and exposed the DOJ's targeting of parents through my oversight questioning, I will lead the charge to root out corruption in our government agencies, she added. In January, Stefanik listed the deep state abuses the committee will investigate over the next 2 years. Take the FBI and DOJ for starters, she told Breitbart News, continuing. There is a long, long list of abuses and illegal targeting. Not just of high-profile Americans who happen to be conservatives or Republicans but everyday Americans. Whether it's the raid on Mar-a-Lago, whether it was the illegal spying on the Trump campaign in 2016, whether it was the tampering with the FISA documentation, or whether, most recently, it was the fact that one of Bob Mueller's top FBI officials working on the special counsel was, at the time, he was the FBI, New York, head of counterintelligence, was just found guilty of accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars from Russia. The top former FBI official Stefanik referenced is Charles McGonigal, who was special agent in charge at FBI Counterintelligence Division in New York. In January, McGonigal was indicted by the Justice Department for money laundering and agreeing to provide services to Oleg Deripaska, a sanctioned Russian oligarch. These agencies are ripe for transparency and ultimately reforms. And this select committee is going to be one of the many tools we have in the majority to get to the truth and make sure the American people know the truth, Stefanik noted. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.